you're not going to be as good a position as you are with this bill.
All right, then another question is down in from A. How far through this bill do we have to go to get that done?
Through Section 4.
You don't need Sections 5 through 13.
Well, there's a lot of other
okay.
sections.
Okay, if you like, I can go through those and tell you.
Yeah. No, yeah. But there's Section 15 and two or three pages.
Well, that's that new stuff tacked on is part of the scheme that we've been talking about.
Oh, well,
that's the safety net thing.
Just wipe that off. You need 15 and 16.
Yep.
If you took 5 through 14 out.
Well.
Or you need 14.
You want to leave
14 and 16 would have to be added back
5
up.
Through 13 can go.
Yeah.
Somebody better study that and get that right. And leave enough in there to take what we're supposed to do, but take that part out.
There are some other things in here. And if you like, I can go through them pretty quickly. I don't think it'll take much of your time.
Okay.
Okay, on page 2.
Well, let me ask first, is there anyone else that wishes to testify on the bill up to this point before we go through it any further? Okay. Let's go through it then, Dan.
Okay. Exclusive of Sections 5 and 13, which are a new program not needed to solve this problem. There's some other technical adjustments in addition to this belt and suspenders operation we've been talking about.
Okay.
On page 2, lines 26, 27, 28, that redefines petroleum supplier to, in response to a budget memo that was included by the 79 legislature, telling the department to develop a more equitable method of assessing taxes. We've discussed that. The propane dealers are concerned about it. You've asked that I develop language that eliminates the paperwork factor here, which makes that okay. That's all that does. On page 3, beginning in lines 32 and penciled in or typewritten in, currently the department has to assess a fee of $15,000. That new language says that if you have a smaller application for a site certificate, he can waive a part of that fee to coincide with the cost of it. And that's not a bad feature. In other words, we don't want to collect more than is necessary to do the job. It won't happen in very many instances, but if it does, I don't see anything wrong with the policy of not over-collecting. And line 36, the budget that you drafted earlier anticipates this increase up to 25 cents per kilowatt hour. What that does is assess the cost of regulation to the person or the entity being regulated. Currently, the energy suppliers are subsidizing the cost of regulating Trojan. This realigns that. Your budget anticipates that this would occur.
That's one of the directions we gave in last session.
That's right.
Yeah.
And at the top of page 4, that's similar language. Then in lines 8 through 17, this is how the assessments are made. Representative Jones, you had a question about this earlier. Upon approval of the department's budget authorized by the session, he goes home and he issues an order to collect those monies. WOTC has inserted this new language here, and others authorized by law. That simply says, it clarifies that if the legislature assigns him to do something and it isn't enumerated in ORS 469-030, that he can go ahead and assess it. And that's a pretty good feature to put into the law. Down in line 23, new language there is not to exceed 25 mils. Again, that's in response to the concern for an overall lid on the amount assessed at any one time. That responds to some implied direction of the 79 legislature. Again, there's nothing wrong with that. Page 5, in lines 7, 8, and 9, that's new language. And what this says is it simply expresses in law what's being done right now. I think they testified to that already. The amount assessed to the energy resource supplier is going to be passed on to the customer. Cost included within the price of the service or product supplied. And that has some meaning to certain of the suppliers.
Well, go ahead. And then they would not take and act very little or anything else to pass that on. I mean, you wouldn't have to go to the commissioner or anybody else to pass that cost on to the chairman under that.
They're doing it now. I'm not really clear what this language does, but it was inserted there, I believe, by petroleum people for some concern that they have.
John? Can I talk to it?
Sure. Please.
Mr. Chairman, it doesn't create a problem now with the controls going off gasoline, but if the government puts federal controls back on petroleum, then it prevents the petroleum supplier from passing this through unless there's a mandate from the state legislature in state legislation. And let me explain that. When this energy supplier assessment was originally passed in 77 to affect petroleum, we were under federal control and we couldn't pass it through. You will recall, and so we weren't able to. A different situation applies for natural gas and electrical suppliers that can go to the Public Utility Commissioner and ask for an order, or for the PUDs and Eugene Water and Electric Board that have their own board of directors. But where you got a nationally regulated product, we couldn't, the regulations, at least as the way they existed, that President Reagan just repealed, said that you couldn't make an application for a pass-through except according to the criteria that they set down. Now, you recall that in the last two sessions on the gas tax side of it, where you passed the bill that sent to the people an increase in the gas tax, you included in the enabling legislation some language to the effect that it could be passed through. And that's historically the way it's been, but we needed this in the state legislation in, so that if federal controls went back on and we applied to the federal DOE for a pass-through, they could look at the state legislation. And of course, we'd have to apply to them, and they'd have to grant it or deny it, just the same as PP&L would have to apply to the PUC commissioner, and he could grant it or deny it.
Okay, in lines 21, 22, and 23, that just simply refers back to the earlier definition that we talked about, the redefinition of petroleum supplier. Okay, 36, 37, or lines 37, 38, 39, and then over on page 6, the first two lines, that's a mechanism, or it's authorizing the department to assess a penalty if someone doesn't pay. And again, I think it could be argued that this is, gets back to the issue of equitability. If someone isn't paying, the other suppliers are going to have to pay more. I don't see anything wrong with that now. I could be wrong, but except for those sections 5 through 13, the rest of this bill responds or sets out that scheme that I discussed to limit to the extent that it's possible to do so. You're not going to eliminate it, but you're going to limit it. The exposure to risk in the event that the energy assessment is determined to be unconstitutional. What Lynn will do, if this is enacted, is sit down and make two calculations, one based on BTUs, one based on gross operating, which will bill the supplier for the lesser of those two amounts.
Is that totally or each individually?
Individually. Then within a 60-day period, any one of those assessors can challenge this, or anyone else, maybe the Division of State Lands. You know, the monies are dedicated to the Common School Fund if this approach is held to be unconstitutional. They have 60 days to challenge that. Within that period, no one challenges it, or if they do and the Attorney General's opinion is upheld, then Lynn will sit back down at the end of that time and assess everybody based on British thermal units. It was determined to be, that method isn't applicable. It will go the other way. Someone could challenge that, and the result might be the same, and if that happens, you're going to be right back in your lap. But there's no way you can avoid that.
I believe there's a bill on the floor today that changes the distribution of assessment to the counties, or takes it out of the Common School Fund and gives another 10% to the county government.
That's got to be a whole different issue.
Sure, but you already said that you're mentioning the Common School Fund. That's talking about the same thing. That's a tax, I think, on natural gas.
Oh, yeah, okay. I know what you're talking about now.
If
we took 5 through 12 out of here,
5 through 13,
or 5 through 13, and we were never sent the alternate energy plan, then where are we at? That just dies in this committee, or would we have to refer it to the full committee or policy committee? Or
we wouldn't have to do anything.
Yeah. Well,
if at the time that you're discussing a special energy package, if that's discussed.
That's my problem. I don't know. It may go to policy subcommittee instead of this subcommittee.
Okay. They can be made aware of this.
We could send it to them as an amendment, let them vote it up or down.
Whatever it goes, I'll probably staff it, I can mention.
You got it either way.
You've got a real problem.
You may not like it if it's done that other thing.
You got a real problem that ought to be addressed. That other section, really, in effect, it could be argued compounds the problem. You're trying to avoid risk. That adds $4 million of exposure. Again, if those fiscal impacts are happening.
Okay. Let's. You're going to work on that amendment on the propane thing. Straighten that out. Why don't we conceptually work on 5 through 13 right now? What's the committee's pleasure? What do you want to do with that?
Two brackets.
Like what?
Like two brackets?
Yes, like that.
I'd go two brackets.
Representative Jones moves that we delete sections 5 through 13 and re-bracket, or renumber the remaining three sections. Is there any discussion on that motion?
No.
No discussion. Is there any opposition to that motion? Motion carries. So conceptually then, House Bill 2259A engrossed is minus that section on public information centers and task force. Now that...
I want to ask one question.
Go right ahead.
One part of it. Somehow or other I feel uneasier, maybe I'm wrong, but on that page, on the third page where it says the director may waive or reduce the fee, subsection, the director judgment, the fee would substantially exceed the director may waive or reduce the fee, subsection, if in the director's judgment, the fee substantially exceed the cost of review. Does that, something don't read right,
doesn't it say?
It should be left out. It should be opposed under the subsection. Huh? Yes, sir. It doesn't recall. It should be something effective, the fee imposed under this subsection.
Something to read right.
Yeah, you're right.
Looks like it might have ran longer than the line there and they dropped it.
Something happened.
Why don't you can bring
well,
that back
Mr. Chairman,
to the pain thing, too.
What I thought I'd do is develop the language that we discussed in. To respond to the paperwork issue. and then go down to council and go through this bill and put it in a proper form and style so that they've got their amendments. And I've already discussed it in some detail with them already.
Yeah, I think just the fact that 5 through 13 could jeopardize the whole thing that we're doing here. It needs to be considered separately. And so why don't we just conceptually right now say that we'd rather have that heard with the task force bill whenever it's up. Whether we get it or if it goes to policy sub, I'll bring it up there and you'll be staffing that committee. So. Okay, so that's all we've got on that today. And we'll, I don't know, are we scheduled tomorrow? Let's see. We're not, are we?
You can meet, but I don't have anything ready for you.
Oh, okay. We'll just plan on it probably Monday or Tuesday, somewhere along there. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Good enough. Any other testimony? Hearing none? We're